Well, hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to the Paul Revere Show. This is attorney Mark Thompson. We are here every Monday night, 7 o'clock, WAUK Radio, 540 AM, 101.92.7 FM. It is a beautiful day here in Waukesha. It is sunny. It is primetime summertime. And we are here, and we've been talking about democracy in our state. And I'm honored and privileged this evening to have Sarah Rodriguez with me. Hello, Sarah.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Sarah is currently the rep for the 13th Assembly District. And she is in the middle of a hunt for the lieutenant governor's race.
That's right.
So why don't you just tell listeners a little bit about who you are, and then I'll ask you why you would want to run for lieutenant governor.
So I am a long-term resident of Waukesha County. I grew up here. I went to Brookfield East High School. Ran away a little bit for college and grad school, was in the Peace Corps, but, you know, Wisconsin calls you back. I came back to Wisconsin to raise my kids here, and that's what I'm doing. I've got married with two kids, 13 and 15, so there is a lot of eye rolling in my house. But prior to being in the Assembly, I was a healthcare executive, managed large teams, multi-million dollar budgets. You know, believe I can be a really good partner to Governor Evers in something as large and complicated as the Wisconsin state government. But, you know, for much of my career, I was a public health nurse. And that's the lens that I'd like to bring to the lieutenant governor's role. And it's one of investment in our kids and communities and one of prevention.
So my sister's a nurse. And my mother-in-law, when she was living, was a nurse. So crucial people taking care of us, making the medicine work, actually keeps most things running and in between doctor visits. So why politics to begin with?
So, you know, I ran for my assembly seat. I was honestly angry at the Republican response to COVID. With that spring election, where I believe they put politics before people's lives and made sure that we had an election in person when we didn't have all the facts and information about COVID at the time. And my background, I worked for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. I was an epidemic intelligence service officer. So I did national and international outbreak investigations. And I knew that when I was speaking to people within my district, they wanted a different perspective from their representative. And I felt like I could be that person to bring more healthcare, more science, more data-driven decisions to the legislature.
So tell us a little bit about your time in the legislature.
Yeah, so
what, you brought all that energy. What happened?
So, you know, it is exhilarating and it's frustrating being in the legislature. I am so grateful and humbled that the folks within my district chose me to represent them. And I was able to work with a lot of my colleagues on healthcare legislation when I was there. I co-authored the expansion for Badger Care within the state that would have saved the state $640 million and brought another $2 billion that we could have invested within our infrastructure here and within healthcare in our communities. And we couldn't even get a hearing on that. And that's what was frustrating within the assembly and within the legislature, is that what I hear consistently from constituents is they want us to work together. They want us to be able to move things forward and do what's best for Wisconsinites. And that is not always happening in the legislature today. And we need to get beyond this hyper-partisanship nature and really do what's best for Wisconsin.
So with that lens, why the lieutenant governor, and what can that office do to help us create this livable place that you want us to be in?
Right.
Right. In other words, what are we for?
Right. What are we for? What are we for? So, you know, I want to be the lieutenant governor for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's a bigger microphone. And there are things that I know the vast majority of people within Wisconsin care about. And we need to be able to create legislation and create programs that really address those needs. So when I talk to folks within the community all across the state, they absolutely love their public education system. They love their public schools. We need to fully fund those public schools. And that's what Governor Evers has really been trying to do with his budget, with all of the other areas that he's invested within Wisconsin. He is really trying to make sure that we have one of the best public school systems within the country. The other area that I talk to folks about is healthcare, and it's an area that I know quite well. And people are really wanting to make sure that they have accessible and affordable care. And even people who would say call themselves middle class. You know, sometimes the healthcare that they have today, their deductibles are so high, it's very difficult sometimes to get the care that they need. And those are kind of areas that I think we have a lot of common ground on. We want to invest in our communities. We want to have safe communities. And we want to make sure that we are putting policies and programs out there that invest in everyone in Wisconsin.
So when's the election?
So the primary election is August 9th. That's coming up in 3 weeks. It is moving fast. I'm very excited and slightly terrified, but I think it's going to go great. And then, of course, the election is on November 8th.
So as you look down the next 3 weeks, when you're out talking to people, what do they say to you? Do they ask you, what does a lieutenant governor do?
They do. People are not always sure what the lieutenant governor does. And what I think is really great about Governor Evers is that the lieutenant governor's role is really honestly what you can make it. So what skills and other types of abilities that you bring to the table, you can really carve out an appropriate role for that lieutenant governor. And Governor Evers, with the current lieutenant governor Barnes, has been able to work with him to make sure that he can focus on things that he was passionate about. So one of the areas that Lieutenant Governor Barnes continues to focus on is green energy within Wisconsin, as well as environmental issues. I want to make sure that I can continue that fantastic work that he's doing. You know, there are other areas that I would work with Governor Evers on in terms of healthcare. I'd like to be able to work on additional areas within healthcare. And lastly, honestly, entrepreneurship in the state of Wisconsin. So we have one of the lowest rates of opening up small businesses across the country. And I think that's an area where we can get some bipartisan support to be able to really support that lifeblood of small towns and areas like Waukesha, is those small businesses that we are able to make sure that when we are spending our money there, that's going to pay for, their daughter's dance lessons. You know, that's going to pay for their son to make sure that he can get his swimming lessons in. That's the kind of area that I want to make sure we're investing in Wisconsin, is those small businesses that really are the heartbeat of our communities.
So what do you think it has been that has sort of limited that creation of businesses?
You know, I think it's interesting. So I have a small business myself that I opened up a couple of years ago. And when I put my business plan together, one of the biggest expenses and one of the expenses that I found the scariest when really thinking about opening that business was healthcare. And so when you leave a standard job, you know, you're going to have to figure out how you pay for healthcare for your family. And so making sure that we have an area where we can invest in those small businesses, particularly in communities that may not have always had the investment in the past, access to capital to be able to start those businesses. I think there are areas where we can make sure that people who have a really good idea are able to implement on that idea so that we can continue to make sure that our economy grows here in Wisconsin.
So in your capacity as a current rep, mm-hmm. how have you used that job within your district, right? All of Waukesha and then Western Milwaukee County, right?
So my district today, now the lines have changed with the new redistricting. My district today includes parts of Brookfield, Elm Grove, parts of West Allis, and parts of Wauwatosa, and about five wards in Milwaukee. So that's the district as it exists today. In terms of how I've used my position as, as an assemblywoman to make sure that we're promoting what's going on within this particular district, I have visited a lot of businesses within the district just to see how things are going. There's a lot of restaurants in my district as well. And I reach out to my constituents all the time. They email me, they call me, I give them a call back. And there are many times where my ideas for legislation come from my constituents themselves. And so there's pieces of legislation that we're working on today that I get as ideas from my constituents. And that's honestly fantastic. That's the way that it should work, is somebody identifies a problem, they bring it to their leader, their legislator, and we see if there's a legislative solution to that problem or if there's other ways that we can be helpful.
So in terms of, you're going from one little district mm-hmm. to statewide, right?
Yeah.
So how do you then take that message out? What have you been doing?
So we have been going all over the state. We have been speaking to people all over the state. In terms of my campaign, we have over 60 endorsements. That includes over 2/3 of the state. So it's not just Madison, it's not just Milwaukee, but it's all across the state of Wisconsin. So there's broad support for what we're doing here. That includes rural areas, suburban areas, and urban areas. So I am going to listen to see what these folks need, because I do believe that communities are able to best identify the issues that they're having within their communities and best identify possible solutions for those communities. So we have been all across the state talking to folks.
We're going to be coming up on a break here in a minute. So in 30 seconds, tee up the next, like, why Sarah?
Why Sarah? Oh, that's okay. Great. I love it.
Why,
I love it.
Sarah?
Why Sarah? So here's why Sarah. So I'm a current sitting legislator today.
Right. You got 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
And then we'll come back on break and then we'll elaborate.
Okay, so that's good. Current sitting legislator, executive experience, and I'm a full-time working mom. You want to do something like that? You give it to a full-time working mom, she'll be successful at it.
I can't argue with that. I cannot argue with that. But for women, there would be no world, period. And as we all know, women take care of all the details of daily living. We'll be right back, folks. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is the Paul Revere Show. I am here with Sarah Rodriguez, and we will be back after the break with more.